Chevron has a legacy operation there, but it's questionable whether ExxonMobil and ConocoPhillips will do that. They got bilked out of an awful lot of money when Venezuela decided to sort of turn tail on them. So there's a real question mark. And I've seen a couple of the people who really specialize in crude oil mentioning that it might cost $100 billion to bring that oil to the surface. You know, Dan, one of the things about Venezuelan oil is it's nasty. It's very hard oil to bring to market. It's the opposite of what you would see, let's say, in Saudi Arabia or even in the Permian Basin in Texas and New Mexico.
I'm glad you brought that up because this is exactly where I was going with this. Much of Venezuela's oil is heavy petroleum. It's the stuff used in diesel, jet fuel, home heating oil. Russia has a lot of that. Could this be a bargaining chip for the U.S. to tell nations, you can buy the oil from us, Venezuela, instead of buying it from Russia, which is using it to fund a war?
Well, we'll have to see, because, you know, when there's the promise to run the country, that's a pretty daunting and challenging prospect. So we're not sure whether or not Venezuelan production, which is now about 900,000 barrels a day, whether it's going to go up in the short term or not. A lot of the oil from Venezuela is really, really heavy. Think about the La Brea tar pits or something like that. It's difficult to turn into light products like gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Less difficult to turn it into asphalt if you want to pave roads here and there.
So they do have a lot of oil, but it may be a lot of the wrong stuff.
It is, and it's a lot of oil, but if you look at the numbers and some of the reports on it, they might say, well, in this particular field, there's 100 million barrels. And then they'll say that only 20% of that is recoverable because we don't have the technology right now to bring some of that stuff to the surface. And, you know, in recent years, Venezuela used to be a tremendous supplier of refined products to the United States, heating oil, diesel, gasoline, you name it. And these days they don't supply any of that. And you know, the problem is the oil is so heavy that it's very, very difficult to turn it into advantageous refined products.
One final question, Tom. The price of oil is slumping, $56 a barrel. We hear so much about how we need that threshold for American production to be $80 a barrel. Is opening up Venezuela's oil system when there's a glut on the market a good idea?
You know, I think that it's something that's going to deliver dividends 5 years from now. You know, the long-term price of oil is probably $75 to $85 a barrel. It's just that we're dealing with the short-term glut. So, yeah, we're going to deal with cheap prices this year and cheap oil prices and cheap gasoline prices. But in 2028 or 29 or 30, who knows, we may be talking about $100 oil again. And Venezuelan oil production, particularly if we can capture that oil and bring it to market at reasonable numbers, you know, may play a big role in that.